everybody. It just seems like yesterday it was Thursday and Social Geek Radio Night, but here it is. It's Thursday again. It is Social Geek Radio Night, and AK is back with us. This is Deb Evans. Hey, AK.
Hi, I am back.
You are back. Now, were you listening last week, even though your arm was giving you some trouble and you were feeling poorly? Were you able to listen? And if so, please tell me that I did okay with the Geek It Out.
I wasn't able to listen.
Okay, well, just tell me anyway that I did okay with the Geek It Out.
I have no doubt that you did amazing.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Oh, okay. Now, we were just talking before we went on air to remind our listeners that are listening that are in the chat to color code their discussion or questions that they have. What they're doing in the chat right now, I haven't a clue. Do you, there is some funky, I don't know what these things are that they're posting in there, so I'm going to have to not pay attention.
Oh, I think my dad just gave somebody a flower in the chat room.
Is that what it is? It's a flower?
I don't know.
Well, they'll have to tell us. And our guests from Australia, I always have to say, so let's welcome our guests that are in the chat. We see Kate from Australia. Thanks for joining us again, Kate. Good to see you. We've got Dana from Arizona. Now we know who these people are. We've got Laurie here from Texas. We've got AK's dad, who's in from the Baltimore area. And we've got some others joining us. So without further ado, now they're all going to chat with each other. And we're also live out of the green room. We have Liberty Harper from, is it San Diego or San Francisco? Where are you from, Liberty? What part of California?
You know, I'm from San Diego, but I'm actually in Hermosa Beach right now. So still Southern California, but a little farther north.
I don't even know where that is.
Well, Hermosa Beach is South LA, basically. So it's kind of LA, Orange County border, and about an hour and a half outside of San Diego.
Cool. Well, you and I have been working or knowing each other for a while at IFA, International Franchise Association, and you caught my attention the last couple of weeks with some really fun videos that you've been working on. But why don't you tell everybody what you do as a director of business development at Avia Tech and to your videos and all the fun stuff.
Okay. Well, a quick just business background for me in franchising. I have a little bit of a mixed history. It's a little different. I've been a franchisee before of a company called Curves. It's women's fitness. And then after selling two franchises that I had with my parents, I started my own fitness franchise for women called Liberty Fitness and grew it to 65 locations pretty quickly. Sold it and worked with them for a while, but then in 2007, I decided to start consulting work. So I worked with a lot of franchisors and franchisees, helping them to build their business. But in 2009, Avia Tech, which is an advertising and marketing agency that specializes really in online marketing, and I'd actually been a client of theirs with Liberty Fitness, they were just looking to grow like we all are, and they knew that I knew an awful lot of people in franchising. So they approached me about helping them grow and find new business and new clients for their advertising agency. So I joined their team almost two and a half years ago and have been working with them ever since. So I've stayed really heavily involved in franchising and learning a lot about online marketing, from SEO to pay-per-click and social media and all kinds of wonderful things, as well as integrating that into traditional marketing. But the video stuff is sort of a whole other story, Deb.
So, if you haven't seen them yet, and I guess maybe I saw it on Facebook or you had tweeted it, but Liberty is working with Dan Martin, and they started the video series, and correct me if I'm wrong, so it's a video series that you started talking about, you were really talking to the franchise association suppliers and giving them very helpful tips on how to prepare before going to a large conference. And you and I know, you know, it is a large conference. Well, do we have 3,000 to 5,000 attendees at IFA?
Yeah, usually there's between 3,000 and 3,500, 3,500. So it's pretty big.
And they're very, Liberty and Dan were I don't want to say cute because I don't mean cute, but it's very funny, very entertaining. But it's good. I mean, I'm constantly teasing AK that we should be doing some videos of some of the helpful tips that we could be giving people, and they're, you know, teaching them how to be geeky. But it's kind of hard. She's in Baltimore and I'm in Houston, so.
Well, you guys could do a little side by side on one screen. That would still work.
See, AK, we could do that.
Right. Well, good.
Usually,
the world.
We could usually AKs can be easily influenced unless you're talking about video.
See, as soon as I heard video, I stopped listening.
She did.
I'm just kidding. I was talking to somebody else about video not too long ago, and they were like, oh, one of my goals this year is to totally do more video. How about you? And I'm like, nope, not going to do
it. She may be a geek, but she goes into panic mode if she sees a camera or a video. So tell us, Liberty, you know, there's so much out there on social media. We've all just talked about it, and we'll go into Pinterest here in a little bit about some other noise. You know, what are your tips on trying to rise above that noise, and is it all clutter, and what do we do?
Right. So, yeah, and speaking of the videos that Dan and I are putting together, that particular show you saw us sort of advertising on social media was a supplier it was really a supplier-focused broadcast, but really what we're doing from now on is we're broadcasting to everyone in the franchise industry, so we'll do some tips to suppliers and some to franchisors and even franchisees. And the idea is to supply tips like how to use social media to best network for things like conventions or even business in general. So I think if I'm imagining who might be on this this call right now, there are people just looking to network. I think that's everyone's sort of biggest focus, is how do I actually use social media? I love how you say just kind of cut through the clutter to actually make a difference in my business. So I could probably talk for 8 hours about social media and everything that I've learned and all the different channels. But what I focused on in that particular video last week and what I would like to talk about tonight really is, you know, taking Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn and using them to meet people. If we're talking about a convention, even the ISA convention, you can actually meet people through social media and not be a complete weirdo. but, you know, there's just certain ways to go about it. So even if you take Facebook, I think most of us are on Facebook now. I think there are people who are a little bit afraid of crossing over the personal line into business. But one really successful way that I've been able to meet people that I was interested in just getting to know more, but I had to use social media because I knew I wasn't going to see them in person anytime soon, or if I wanted to meet them prior to a conference, was, I mean, obviously sending a friend request, but you can send messages through Facebook and just introduce yourself. It's really easy to attach, you know, a link to your particular business page or, you know, website. And then once you become friends with someone, I think a lot of people now are just adding someone if they have mutual friends. We kind of tend to say, oh, that person's safe because they have mutual friends. That's happening a lot in the franchise industry right now. Well, once you're actually friends with someone, even if you've not met in person, just send them a little instant message and start chatting with them. It's amazing that once you open that door, I think everyone, you know, wants to learn more about one another and what we do and how we can help each other. And that's just a great way to get comfortable with someone before actually meeting them in person. And you can do that through LinkedIn, sending messages. You can do it, you know, Twitter. And Deb, you and I have kind of gone back on Twitter back and forth the last couple of days. Just, you know, call them out on Twitter and send a note or even a personal note. And I've been very successful, I think anyone would be, in getting a response because it's more of a personal touch than just, you know, blanketed email or taking your usual mailing list and sending out a bunch of sort of boring notes about your business. I don't think any of us really are responsive to that anymore.
So I'll ask the two of you, since we were talking about Pinterest earlier, how can we do that via Pinterest? Is that possible to send messages and make connections? Right now we're just repinning other people's things. How would you go about meeting each other?
Well, I think with Pinterest, the thing is you pretty much have to log in through Facebook to become a Pinterest. I mean, you become a Pinterest member because someone invites you. and then it connects with everyone on your face. Or you can do Twitter. So you're already having to sort of build your Twitter and Facebook in order to get sort of the biggest network on Pinterest. But I think, you know, I do notice when someone repins something that I've put on my Pinterest boards or, you know, and I think, again, I guess the important thing there is that you're looking at something maybe more personal, because I don't know about you, but my boards are for the home or for my dog or things that, you know, aren't necessarily work related. And once you notice that someone else sees that, it just brings you a little bit closer to that person. And that's a talking point. Once you meet at the conference, or maybe you're actually interacting more on a different social platform, you can start talking about your common interests on Pinterest, and you kind of break through that awkward, you know, what we all look to break through with networking is pass the newness and get comfortable with someone so that you can build a relationship, maybe partner somehow in business.
And I don't know about either one of you, but I've noticed that people that I'm talking to now, and we start talking about social media, it used to go to LinkedIn or Facebook or, you know, are you tweeting? I had two different conversations this week where social media came up, and the first thing I asked was, do you pen? And when they say yes, and just like Liberty, you did earlier, it's like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with that. So I don't know. AK,
like
you... It is instant. I know AK is totally obsessed with Pinterest.
Yeah, it's like a not so secret society.
That's true.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and I think like people who are on it are totally in love with it, and people who aren't on it yet and have heard about it are unsure. Mm-hmm. But then once you get somebody on it and they actually can take the time to use it. Like no matter what your interests are, I think we're getting to a point where you can find a way to have it work well for you. Because when I first got onto it, it was literally just all arts and crafts and things for the home and clothes. But now you're seeing so much variance in like technology stuff and blog posts and gadgets and like a whole. I mean, literally, you can see anything about everything. So I think it's really cool the way that it's expanding that way.
Well, and you know, I think what I like about it and what a lot of people are attracted to is that it's so simple, because I think that Facebook, although I love Facebook, it's gotten pretty complicated. You know, there's just a lot going on there. Where now on Pinterest, it's really a matter of you hit the explore button, you know, you hit art, and then all of a sudden it's a picture. And if you like it, you repin it or you like it. And that's it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it starts tying you together with people of a similar interest. And that's really the key to it. And I think why so many people start getting on it and then that, you know, I just tend to use it when I'm bored, you know, or if I'm waiting in line and I just kind of check my Pinterest and start looking at stuff. But before you know it, you also have a collection. It's almost like a dream board. That's what I look at it as, like the home stuff. You know, I'm kind of building a dream house on Pinterest, and I'm sharing it with other people. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I've really started adding more to the work, other than my cupcake boards, which are probably just so overloaded with cupcakes and decide to start making them. But I'm with AK. I really started looking at it from a different angle, and how can I use this for business? And when I figured out that I could pin off of SlideShare and I could pin off of blog, so that there's my resource. And I was looking for something the other day and I went, I'll just go look on Pinterest because I know it's somewhere in my board. It's like, this is so cool.
Yeah. No, it's really, really cool. But I think people are still kind of catching on to it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I think the other side to it is that now that we finally do have so many of our, let's call it franchising contacts, or whomever, so many people that are on Facebook and on Twitter and on LinkedIn, it's kind of like that, oh, do I really need one more thing to pay attention to? You know, I keep hearing that a lot, too, when I bring Pinterest up to people. They say, I think I just found the high heel cup. Deb, we are.
Yeah, you saw that.
I just found your high heel cupcake. Oh my gosh, those are awesome.
See? And I don't know, somewhere along the lines, I will turn that into business. You know, maybe I'll have a cupcake business, or maybe I'll make them and bring them to IFA. Who knows? But
I need to have a cupcake food truck, and then you can tweet wherever you are.
There you go. Too fun.
Perfect.
So back to the clutter. I mean, I guess a big question in those that are saying, oh, do I really need another board? What are your tips on how to stay underneath the noise and organize and keep that clutter at bay?
Right. I think something that I do is I literally set aside time. It's two parts. It's setting aside time to pay attention to the social media, because I think being part of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, even Pinterest, and some other networks, it's pretty critical now. I would say if someone's refusing to go on Facebook, they are putting themselves at a huge disadvantage, and they're missing out, and not just a social perspective, but in a business way. But to avoid the clutter, and I've literally had moments where I felt overwhelmed, like I couldn't keep up with everything, just set aside time, but limit it. You know, maybe you take 10 minutes, you know, in the morning and 10 minutes in the afternoon to just go through your updates. Or, you know, I always take time every morning to look at whose birthdays show up on my Facebook events page, because it's a chance to go and say happy birthday to people that you might, you know, not usually connect with, but you show them that you're paying attention and that you're there. So I think it's a matter of, to avoid the clutter, it's making time for it, but it's limited time so that I'm not sucking a lot of my valuable time from the day into social media, but I'm getting the value from it that I'm looking for in terms of business.
Very good. And then there's the networking part. One of the things I wanted to ask both of you, Liberty, you're real busy within the franchise organization and the Women's Franchise Network committee group. And then AK, you've got the whole thing going on in Baltimore. So how do the two of you manage the networking and then integrate the social media with it?
AK, do you want to start?
Sure. I kind of had to try to be systematic about it. Like, if I'm really, for the Baltimore thing that I'm doing, it could be really time consuming, but it's not a money generator at the current time, so I have to make sure that I don't overly commit myself to too much time on doing that and focus on my actual business. But I've found that there's a lot of overlapping too. So it's kind of, I've worked in ways to, like for LinkedIn, I'm trying to connect with people on LinkedIn to tell them what I'm doing, about trying to get Baltimore overall to be more social. And then I'm also telling them what I do and why I started doing that, so that they then know who I am. And I've actually picked up some work from some people locally just by doing that. So I've sort of been able to kill two birds with one stone. So I guess it wouldn't work with, you know, everybody necessarily to sort of cross over and be able to combine efforts, so to speak, like that. But if there is an opportunity, if you have sort of two different things going on, to find a way to use social media to do both and network and reach out to people the same way, I think that's kind of the way to go.
So you started a whole Get Social Baltimore. You just started with a web page, right? A WordPress or whatever it is.
Yeah, I am. Well, I wrote an article, because my problem is, like, I know there's, you know, thousands of people in Baltimore who love social media and are as geeky with social media as I am, but I don't know as many. I feel like I know a lot more people online that I've become close with than I've become close with people who are actual local to me. And from traveling, I've noticed that there's just so much more social media going on from businesses and local areas. And Baltimore is really lacking in that. So I was thinking of a way to try to, like, get to know everybody and bring everybody together and help businesses, like, really, you know, use Foursquare more and everything. So I wrote an article about it. And then I thought, oh, well, I'll do a Facebook page around it so that businesses can sort of share what they're doing. And then I'm like, well, I have a Facebook page and I have articles, so I should create a website. So then I created a website, and I'm like, well, then I might as well have Twitter. And now that I have a Facebook and a website and Twitter, well, I should do Pinterest for it. So it sort of just all snowballed. And, so now, but it's coming along well, I guess, as well as I would have hoped in the 2 weeks since I've launched it, so to speak. But people are taking to it really well. People who are offering to, local businesses who are offering to donate gift cards to me that I can do, like, giveaways through the Facebook page, and I've gotten a whole bunch of free stuff for, sharing people's events and everything, so it's kind of cool.
And Liberty, you've been busy with the Women's Franchise Network group for a long time, haven't you, with an IFN?
I have. Yeah, so this is my sixth and final year on the Women's Franchise Committee, and I could not be more sad to say that. I know. They have 3-year terms with the option to go for a second 3 years, so this is it for me for a while. But fortunately, when you're on the Women's Franchise Committee, it's a 16-chair committee you're nominated onto, voted onto, but the Women's Franchise Network is our national network of anyone can join their groups in different cities. So I got involved with the network part in 2005 when I moved to Austin for a couple of years. So I was able to help start the Women's Franchise Network of Austin, and then I moved to Northern California, was up there for a little while, started that one, and then back in San Diego, it kind of reignited the one down here. So I think it's really important for any women listening to get involved with that group. The nice thing about the committee, and if you're attending the convention, is it's an open committee meeting. So we would love to have, franchisors and suppliers come attend our committee meeting that is on February 11th. I believe it's 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 9 to 11. And a big part of our committee is planning the Women's Leadership Conference during the IFA convention, and that is on the 11th. It starts at lunchtime with the Crystal Compass Award presentation, and then it goes into a fantastic day that actually, Deb, I don't know if you've heard this, but a lot of people who tell me they've attended it before say it's the best part of the entire IFA convention.
I absolutely agree, and I'm going to be bringing Laurie Windham, my operations manager, this year. There's a lot of committees at IFA. There are a lot of very good committees at IFA. But I can tell you the Women's Franchise Network group and that committee meeting is one I don't want to miss. You guys, and I've only been part of it for a few years, but I say you guys, you ladies, you've done so much in franchising and so much in organizing, and especially the leadership conference. That now the leadership conference is attended by both men and women. You do not have to be a woman in franchising. The sessions and the roundtables and the discussions and everything that goes on is just amazing. And everybody's very social. So the LinkedIn groups are very active.
Definitely.
And the tweets and the messages, so it's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, and from, just as long as we're talking about the IFA convention, from the Women's Franchise Committee came our unofficial official 5K. So a few of us had talked about how we needed to all run together. So everyone coming to the IFA convention on February 12th, it's early at 6 a.m., but we've grown from a group of 5 or 6 of us to, I think, almost 50 last year. But we do a little 5K run early in the morning. And it's really neat because it's networking, but it's kind of bonding too, which I feel social media tends to do that. It's more of a bonding, like, oh, I saw your granddaughter on your Facebook page, or I noticed you've been traveling a lot. It just brings us, we're all humans. And as much as I love social media, a lot of times for me, I grow my network, but I tend to message people more to say, hey, here's my phone number, let's talk. Or I'll send them a handwritten note, to say thank you for a suggestion or things like that. Because I think social media is wonderful, but we don't want to lose that more important kind of human element and personal touch. And that sometimes gets lost with the ease of emails and Facebook and all that stuff. So, the IFA convention or any other event, whether it's in franchising or otherwise, gives us a chance to be together in person and really get to know one another and talk about things and build our businesses together. So I think the Women's Franchise Committee focuses on that a lot. You know, our group tends to be a little bit more personal than maybe some other committees I've served on, but I think that's been really great for us to help one another's business as well.
Yeah, and you're right. It's been fun to network and connect and talk on LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook or whatever, but then, you know, when you get to meet face-to-face and have that few days at IFA to connect, it just strengthens the relationship and the conversations afterwards. So
absolutely.
Now we've got somebody in the chat that's asking, is there a Women's and Franchise Network LinkedIn group, and can anybody join?
Yes, there is. So there are some. There's one national group. I think if we were to just search Women's Franchise Network, it should be pretty easy to find. So there's one, and there's actually a Women's Franchise Committee group that anyone can join too. But then it's also by city. So I've hosted one in San Diego. So depending on where that person is from, they can find one that's local to them. We're only, we're in quite a few cities now, but we're not in every city. So with a little searching, you can find one close to you.
Right, right. And actually, I think that was Kate from Australia that was asking, but we're still missing some cities that need to be filled. I think. Well, we're represented in the Baltimore area because we've got the Washington group, but we could use a Baltimore representation.
That would be great.
There you go, AK. We're going to get AK to IFA.
AK,
and then
start a Women's Franchise Network group.
I'll do it. I'm in. I'm good.
She would do it. She's got that set.
Well, the other thing to think about, too, is if there's an FBN or the Franchise Business Network, they were started, you know, pretty well before the Women's Franchise Network, and we often work together. So, for example, at the West Coast Franchise Expo, we co-host a networking event with the FBN prior to the West Coast Expo. We usually have at least 100 people come. So it's a pretty significant group, and a lot of business has been done there. So the first thing you might want to do, I want to say I know for a fact that Baltimore has a good FBN. And if you find out who's there, and in any city, if anyone's listening from any city that there's not a Women's Franchise Network, look up the FBN, and you might want to piggyback on what they're doing.
Yeah, and we've got that list. Now, I know you have a charity to go to tonight, so I'm trying to watch the time so that we don't keep you too long. You're not late. I want you to share all of your contact information before I forget with our listeners, and then anything more that you want to share with us.
Sure. So what contact information?
Well, let's see.
So many.
There are so many. Why don't you give everybody your Twitter handle first so they can follow you on Twitter?
Yeah, that's easy. That's just Liberty Harper. So it's just my name.
Now, you have two Facebook pages. So you have Liberty Harper just the person, and then you have Liberty Harper business page, right?
Yes. So the business page is the fan page, and that's where I talk more about business and franchising and take a little less personal approach there, although there's some personal stuff. But anyone listening who wants to friend me and my personal page, that's wonderful as well. So both are there, Liberty Harper or Liberty Harper Business.
And where will they find the videos that I've been watching you and Dan put together?
Well, there's actually now a third Facebook page, Deb. I've not yet asked all my friends to like it, but it's new. So Harper Martin Live is mine and Dan's little, I guess you can call it a project right now, but it's growing by the second, it seems like. But it's more, you know, coaching and education. It's, you know, entertaining and fun, but very much informative to the franchise and entrepreneur community. So Harper Martin Live is our Facebook page that will have all the videos. Actually, all the videos are already there. But if you go to
you actually put the outtakes on there, or did Dan do that?
Oh, what do you think, Deb? Do you think
I know.
That was all Dan.
I see the outtakes are there.
Yes,
good.
The outtakes are there, and all of our little just kind of teasers. And then we did a 3-hour live shoot, and that's been edited a bit, but it will be available on DVD, and some other sort of more educational DVDs are coming down the road as well.
Cool. Well, we can follow you everywhere.
Yes, there are a lot of opportunities. So I really appreciate being on the show. It was wonderful talking to both of you, and I hope to join you again sometime soon.
And I will see you very soon. Thank you, Liberty.
See you very soon. Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Thanks. Good night. So, AK, should we move it into Geek It Out, or should we just torment Dana and everybody that's listening for a little bit and talk about Pinterest? Or
yeah, I was going to say chat more about Pinterest.
No, that's probably not fair. So you owe us because you weren't here last week. So why don't we just move right into Geek It Out? Did somebody say in the chat that BJ actually joined us too?
I said all we needed was BJ. Oh, he is here.
BJ Emerson is in the house. So we've got all our regulars, Kate and Laurie and Robin and Dana and BJ, and then a couple of other guests. So welcome to everybody. That is full house tonight. Okay. So let me see. Let me get away from all these Facebook pages. I'm ready for Geek It Out. What are we going to do?
Let's see where to start. Okay, well, a couple of these are still in beta, so you can't really play with them, but I at least signed up for them, and I think they sound like they're going to be pretty cool. So we'll start with those. The first one is beta.unroll.me. So beta.unroll.me. And it sounds really simple, and I'm hoping it ends up being as simple as it sounds. And basically... You can select your email, hook it up to your email. Go find everything that you've subscribed to, like emails and blogs and newsletters and all that. And then you can sort of go through and say, yes, I still want to subscribe to this, or no, I don't, which I cannot wait until I can access this because I need to unsubscribe from so many things, and I just don't. I just keep hitting delete.
I'm with you. Okay, well, I'm keeping this. This is bookmarked. So... Very good.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that. Because I was thinking, I hate to unsubscribe from things, but there are so many things I just don't have time to read anymore, and so I hit delete. But a lot of times, people are, you pay once you reach a certain number of users, depending on who you're using for email marketing. So it's really unfair for me to just delete, instead of unsubscribing.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. I didn't think about it until I reached my capacity on my people, and I was like, I hope all these people are reading my newsletter, or I really want them to unsubscribe so I don't have to pay more.
And you don't want to delete them. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. You don't get my newsletter anymore just because. No. Okay, the next one is cuttings.me, and this is another one where it's not in beta. You can sign up for it and play with it. But if you want to see sort of what one looks like, you can look at mine. It's just cuttings.me/users/akstout18. And it's a really simple way sort of to just create like a portfolio. So you get, it has your name, a little headline, a bio, a website. You can hook up your Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And then you can, they call them cuttings at the bottom. So you can put links to blog posts or articles that you've written, or you can upload PDFs or images or whatever you want to do. So if you wanted to show somebody an example of your work, you could throw one of these together real quick and kind of show them your best stuff so they don't have to go through all of your blog posts or something.
Okay. I like your theme that you've got going with all the stars.
Oh, my stars, yeah.
Yeah, because as soon as I come to that, I know that's going to be you, and then I see your name. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, so moving right along here. All right, this one I've actually been playing with for a while. I'm really enjoying it. It's called Tweepy. I guess it's Tweepy. TWEEPI.com. And it's basically a way for you to sort of analyze both the people you're following on Twitter and the people who are following you. And it will tell you how many of the people you're following are following you back and vice versa. But you can also look at things like the number of tweets that the people that you're following and that are following you have, the number of retweets they do, the number of follow Fridays they do, their clout score, their follow ratio, all sorts of things. And it's actually a good way to sort of go through and clean up what we're talking about, cutting through the clutter to sort of clean up the people that you're following, which is what I'm using it for, because, you know, I'm following, you know, 4,100 some people, and clearly I'm, you know, probably seeing 5 of their posts. And I really, even though I've created a lot of Twitter lists now to sort of be able to make sure I see what I really want to see, I really don't need to be following all these people. So I've been using this, and you can you can load stats, and you can choose which columns that you want to sort on. So it's a real good way to say, okay, you know, do I still want to follow that person? They have, you know, 25 tweets, and they've never retweeted anybody. And, you know, it's like, is that person going to be valuable to me? And then you can, it's a good way to analyze it. So.
Okay, so now give me that site once again. Somebody had asked. They missed it. And then I've missed it.
TWEEPI.com.
Got it. Cool. Okay.
So, that one's fun. And I don't know, it has one of the columns that you can put in is number of tweets, and I know that's not accurate at all, and I haven't dug in to see whether it's, like, per a certain time span, because some of these accounts I'm looking at, I'm like, okay, I know that this account has tweeted way more times than 56, so I don't know if it's, like, the last tweet or whatever it is. So it'll probably take a little research, but it looks like a really good site. And I posted about this earlier, and one of my Twitter followers asked me if I prefer this one or was it followerwonk.com? Which I had heard of, but I had never checked into it. So I looked at it, and this one looks like it does a lot more than followerwonk does. Followerwonk looks like you could sort of get the analytics for a specific user. You had to actually type in their name. You couldn't see sort of this whole dashboard. So I think this is the most, this has the most functions and data of the ones I've seen.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we're ready for the next one.
All right. The next one, and after I tell you what it is, you'll probably wish you did too. I really wish I had this back around the holidays. It's called goslice.com. And all you do is you can hook it up to your Gmail or your Hotmail or whatever webmail you use, and it will go through your email and it will look for any payment confirmations that you've made. So basically it's looking for any purchases that you've made and you've received those confirmation emails, so that you can get this running list of tracking packages and what's come and what still needs to be delivered and who you ordered it from and all of that, all in one nice little place. So that's ghostlife.com.
I got it. Nice little colorful balls there at the bottom.
Yeah, and I hooked it up to mine, and it was exceptionally accurate. It knew, it must totally go by tracking numbers and things that come in your email, because it told me things that I ordered, and it told me the exact date that it had been delivered to me, and all I had to do was put in my Gmail email address and password. So, it's kind of creepy, but.
I almost said that. It gets a little scary, but.
Yeah, that's like, that's that one. It was a Tripit. Where you can you hook it up and it'll search your email for all of your confirmations for your airlines and stuff, and it goes through and it tells you exactly what your trip itinerary is just by scanning your email. Same type premise. I wish it would also call the people who still have to ship me things that haven't come and yell at them for me. That would be a nice little feature.
Oh, well, you know, just build that app.
Yeah, I'll put it in the suggestion box, my ever-growing suggestion box for all the social media sites I want.
I'm sure you have that on Pinterest somewhere.
Yeah. there needs to be like a job where like everybody else thinks of the big ideas and then I can just go in and critique them and I get paid to give them my opinion. I don't have to actually come up with the big idea. I just need to be able to criticize it. Constructive criticism, you know, to make it better for them. Anyhow,
I think that's a good job. You should be able to do that.
Right. I'm going to create that job and get somebody to pay me for it.
Okay.
The next one is, I've talked about it before, but this is a different feature of it that I didn't realize until recently. It's the site that I talked about before was schmap.com, schmap.com. But I'm going to put in, so people can sort of see what I mean. The site I've been using is baltimore.schmap.com, and they have it for all the major cities. And it is a constant rolling feed of buzz for your city. So whether it's pulling from Twitter. So it's events or restaurants or shopping or things to go and do. And it's just constantly updating with what people are tweeting about, and it's pulling out the name of the location. So even if somebody doesn't use somebody's Twitter handle, like if they say, I went to Best Buy, and they don't do the, you know, mention of the username Best Buy, it still pulls out and it'll say buzz for Best Buy. And then you can follow the Twitter accounts for your city. So if you up at the top, it'll say follow for events. So you're like, mine's at Baltimore_now. And if I want to follow for wining and dining, it's at Best of Baltimore. So it's, and you can go through and you can get, they have these little thermometers where it's how much buzz that something's getting. So if you're looking somewhere to go for dinner, or you're thinking about going to see a show, you can look and see how many people are talking about it and what they're saying.
I don't remember you showing this to us before, but it came up on my my history, so must have seen
the schmap that I showed you before was where you could, I think it was where you could create events, and it sort of created its own little page for, you put in all the details about the event, and then it created a little URL, and it would constantly send out things, and then there was one where you could load up to 8 pictures. So evidently schmap does lots of things.
Now, let's see. I was going to try, like, DisneyWorldSchmatz.com. I bet it comes up.
I probably have to go to...
yeah, it's not.
Florida. And then you could do Orlando.
Yeah. Okay. I was just trying something.
Yeah, it's doing... yeah, it looks like they're constantly growing. And they even have... They have United States, Asia, Australia, Canada, Ireland, and United Kingdom. And then they're constantly adding places. So it's cool. I've been using it, you know, to get social in Baltimore like crazy. It's been a really good resource.
I bet it would be.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something that I go to check now before we go out to dinner if we're looking for something to do on the weekends and stuff. Because it's literally real time what people are talking about right now, as opposed to going to like Yelp or something like that where, you know, people had time to process what they were doing and then sit down and, be, you know, write their reviews and that kind of thing. So I like the real-time effect of it.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay, gosh. Good thing I have lots of these. All right.
Well, you know what? While you're doing it, I have a question for you. So I'm going to do a little AK question, and I think I put it on your Facebook page. But so you've got a business Facebook page, and for some reason there are lots of posts on this Facebook business page that says, hey, I like your page. Go like mine. It's making me totally nuts.
I can pop over to it now, but I think I know some of them are actually hitting the wall, but I think even though we're getting the email notifications of them, I believe a lot of them are going to the spam filter on that page. So even though we get the emails, nobody else is seeing them.
Well, you mean they're not seeing it on the Facebook page?
No, because if go to our Social Geek Radio page, and
right.
then under Wall, go to Hidden Posts, and you'll see that they're all landing there.
Okay. Because I thought, do I delete them or, you know, it's just that they're posts there. And I wasn't sure if somebody else was seeing them or not.
I occasionally will see one or two that get through the spam filter. But as long as you don't mind, and I don't mind hitting delete on the emails, because I get that too on saying it's social Facebook page. And I go through and mine's usually solicitations or people trying to steal business from you know, trying to capitalize on the audience I have there. So those posts I do delete normally, but
I just I don't understand. I've never once gone to somebody else's Facebook page, business page, and said, "Hey, I like your page. Would you like mine too?" I find that rude.
Yeah. It's just not good social media etiquette.
Okay. I was thinking it was just me being a snob, but
no, it's not right.
Thank you. There's that social media etiquette.
I think I'm sensing your next blog post.
I'm trying not to because I don't want to offend anybody, but it's offensive to me that they're doing that. So it's just like one of those one-on-one rules. And when you know, do speaking engagement, you're like, okay, the first thing you have to do or not do, you know, it's makes me crazy. It was like we were talking via Google Plus the other day with, I forgot his name. He's going to kill me. About Foursquare. And if you're going to adapt Foursquare, you must educate your employees. Because the last thing you want is to walk in and say, I have Foursquare, and someone looks at you.
That absolutely happens to me more times than it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Was that your conference? When Dana checked in? And he got, they were supposed to give away something. And he went and they were like, what are you talking about?
I know. Yes, into the welcome center. And had somebody on staff who didn't know. It's like, no, this can't possibly have happened to Deb and Laurie. Not happening. And, of course, Dana hasn't forgotten. And I think he mentioned it not too long ago. And now you're mentioning it. It's like, no, this will never, ever happen again.
Well, it's not like it was your immediate office.
Yeah, but it's still something I'm associated with. But agreed. So yes, that's a part of the etiquette too that has to go. I'm watching somebody in the chat talking about the social media etiquette, and there really isn't. I actually looked up something the other day on social media etiquette. There's very little out there.
Yeah.
Because what is the etiquette? Who sets the rules? Well, I think we
that
should.
That could be a whole book.
Yeah. Oh, don't start. Okay. Let me see. So we still have a few minutes left.
I got some more sites.
Oh, well then, let's go for it.
Okay. This one's bottlenose.com. And actually, some of these are pretty good for what our topic was tonight. I use bottlenose.com a lot to really cut through the clutter. And you basically link up your accounts, but based on sort of what you have retweeted or favorited in the past, it looks through trends of topics that you're interested in, and it pulls what your followers are retweeting, et cetera. And it tries to pull to the top what it thinks that you're going to be the most interested in. So it'll look at your Twitter feed, and it'll say, you know, okay, here's the top from Twitter, and here's the top from Facebook. And I look at the tops of my feeds after I hooked all of this up, and I'm always interested in what they pull to the top. So somehow it works, at least a little bit. Sometimes I'll just keep this tab open, and if I want to go and look for information, since I know it's sort of picked up my interest, whether I'm looking for something social media related to share, I go here and I can always just scroll down a little bit and find a really good post. So it pulls news, videos, and pictures all in separate areas for you to look at. things that are suggested for you and things that are popular are both filtered out. You can also have your mentions and your direct messages and all of that in here, too. So.
Very good. And guess what I just did with that one, AK?
I saw you posted it, and it popped up at the top of my bottlenose.
Oh, well, I just put it on Pinterest, too.
Oh. I know. I need to go update my Pinterest, geek it out. Well, I'm kind of actually interesting what we're talking about more to is Pinterest because, you know, remember when I started that list for Geek It Out on that List Geeks website.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like List Geeks kind of died for me, and it didn't, I mean, it could have very easily continued my list, but I'm much more inclined to add things to Pinterest, and I think part of it is just the pictures. You know,
the pictures,
think,
and
know,
it's just a click. I mean, it's like, boom, two clicks. On your list, didn't you have to go and put the URL in and write a description?
I mean, exactly what Liberty was saying is it's just so easy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also, I think, it's just so much more visually appealing. I mean, as opposed to somebody going and looking at a bunch of text on my list, you know, somebody can go look at my Geek It Out board and you just see all the pictures and you kind of tune into. It's just easier to look at, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And then let's go back, you know, and I'm noticing I'm getting a lot more pins when I'm pinning to my social media or my Geek It Out boards. And why would we want to pin to those boards? Well, we want people to eventually find us and learn more about social media and Geek It Out. So, again, it's one of those, it's really fun. As Facebook was really fun, and you connect with friends, but I think you're missing out if you don't try to see the business aspect of Pinterest.
Well, hands down, I mean, I can say this without exception, that both on my Saying It Social Pinterest account and my, if you'll call it personal Pinterest account, I have infographics boards. And when I pin an infographic, and especially if I also tweet it out at the same time, my infographics are liked and repinned multiple more times than anything else that I do. And those people who end up repinning or liking my infographics, they always start following me on Twitter, too. So that I find really interesting.
Yep, it is. Yeah, it's a marketing tool. You take everything that's fun and turn it into business, or things aren't business, turn it into fun. So, now, I see in the chat, it looks like Robin was having trouble getting to be part of the bottlenose. She said it wasn't taking new users.
Dana got in, though.
Dana got in, and they must like
him. He must have gotten in right under the cutoff. All right, let's see, what else do we have here? Okay, this one is called, I guess it's Schemer. It's schemer.com. And this is one I had bookmarked for a long time ago to talk about on the show. We didn't get to it. I actually haven't played with it for a while. I think it's kind of testing the water, so to speak, but I believe it hooks up to Google Plus. I think that's how I first heard about it. I think you have to do invites. So I will put my invite thing in the – I can put my invite link right now into here. And the thing behind it was that you could look for things to do near wherever. So you could type in that you're looking for – things to go do this weekend, and you were going to get advice or opinions or suggestions from people in your Google Plus circles. So I guess only people from Google Plus can link up to this. I forget how it works. But then the people who I'm getting recommendations for are in my Google Plus circles. But it's not that it's pulling from Google Plus. It's then once you go into here, you have to suggest things on this site. So it's like exclusive for Google Plus users, but then it's not actually pulling any information from Google Plus. You actually then have to go in and recommend things to do, and then people use the filters to get your recommendations. So it's kind of some of the stuff that people are posting are really silly. So I wouldn't kill too much time on it, but if Schnapps doesn't work for you and you're desperate for something to do, you can check it out.
So, okay.
Yeah. Let's see.
I like
okay, the next one is 21habits.com.
Is it spelled out or the number?
The number. 21habits.com. And basically you can say you want to do or not do something, and it's supposed to help you do it in 21 days. So you type in what you want to do. You invest $21. You check and track your progress each day. That
wait a minute.
You
invest $21, you said?
Yeah, you invest $21 towards your 21-day challenge, and then each day that you succeed, you get a dollar back. So I guess you could lie, but after all of this, if you have money left after it, it just gets donated to a charity of your choice.
Oh.
So it's sort of a way to help keep you on track for something.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you wanted to blog every day.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Well, there's a free there's a free mode on here, too. But I think I would need to have the monetary commitment in order to actually make me do something if I was really serious about it.
So before you give... if you have another Geek It Out. Didn't you just do a workshop series or?
Yep.
Are you
last
done?
Wednesday, I talked for 7 hours.
What?
It was good. No, it was just a one-day thing where we were doing sort of strategy for the year built in with a little bit of how-to and sort of some advanced social media type stuff. It was mainly Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. It went a whole lot deeper into overall how to find people to follow, how to get on the radar of people to get them to notice you and stay on their radar, lots of different stuff. So, yeah, it was six. I did six 45-minute sessions. Was an hour.
Wow. So was it interactive? Was the audience, your participants,
well,
able to ask you questions?
That was the idea. I had, I knew how many people had registered for it, and I didn't have PowerPoint slides or anything. I was just going to do it all live on the web. I did create a workbook. It was like a 13 or 14-page workbook where we were sort of going to go through the workbook, and I had everybody introduce themselves at the beginning, yada, 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 and it would be very sort of personalized, small group type things. And then it didn't work out that way because it turned out that most people, and I guess I should have realized this, couldn't be online all day on a Wednesday. So they were all just going to listen to the recordings. So the majority of it was me just talking to the couple of people that were in who didn't really want to talk. They just wanted to hear me talk. So, so I think that type of thing. But I kind of had in mind like what we did for the author's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And it just for unless you can actually get people to commit to being online at that time.
Oops.
I don't. You know, not that effective. But overall, I got very good feedback, and everybody who's listened to it so far said
good.
It was really good. It was just a lot of talking.
That's a lot on your part. Well, our lovely Blog Talk Radio operator is trying to remind us that we're coming to the end of the show. So you gave us a lot of Geek It Out, and I tried to be really good and help Dana out by tweeting the links. So they're out there for everybody. But until next week, AK, have a good week, and I'll see you on Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus and Pinterest and maybe we'll even chat.
That sounds good.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Bye.
Oh, I got to play the music. Here it goes. There we go.